Where oh, Journeyman.
7 o'clock.
I don't know what that means.
Welcome all to the new year and happy new year. This is the Village of CarMax Council regular meeting of January 7th, 2025. State there. Agenda 25-01. Can we have the adoption of the minutes, please?
Motion
Are
that
the
we
agenda,
adopt
sorry.
the agenda with the amendment of a delegation, please.
Okay. In a moment of silence.
Yes, I'd like to add a moment of silence for the passing of an elder.
Where do you add that? Right at the beginning?
Yeah. And the delegation is
RCMP.
RCMP. Thank you.
And is the TL1 going on under new and unfinished business?
She reported in the Vermont report.
Under finance report? Okay.
And FCM.
Yeah, let's have just a quick discussion.
Okay. Can we get a mover?
Move.
Second. All in favor? Thank you. Adoption of the minutes of the regular meeting of December 17th, 2024.
I'll move.
Thank you, Corey. Second.
Second.
Thank you, Kara. All in favor? Thank you. So let's just have a moment of silence, please, for Kitty, Blackjack, Charlie. Thank you very much. Okay, delegations. RCMP, David.
Very much. Happy New Year to all.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Going over the December report and more or less a year wrap up to sort of show what went on throughout the year in CarMax. So year-over-year, we took actually fewer calls. So 537 calls were taken to, or 537 occurrences were created within CarMax, compared to last year's 588. So we are down on call volume. However, we are up on certain categories, that being assaults. Break and enters. We're down on mischiefs. So it's a sort of a weird balance because some of the areas that could have added more call volume would have been taken by whatever spare time we had, but because we have a uptick in violent crime, we're geared to responding towards that, which is unfortunate, but that could also be attributed to the fact that we also had additional calls this year. 180 of them were alcohol as the primary factor. So that is exactly one third of all calls where alcohol was the primary driving factor as far as the reasoning for why police were called. As far as December goes, a lot of it was there was a lot of visibility because unfortunately every single one of us got like violently ill during September December. So we were, although we were still out on the road and working, a lot of us were just we were driving around and trying to fly the flag, and we were avoiding pulling people over to some degree at certain points, depending on who was sick at what times. But we ended up bringing in a bunch of relief members as well to help out while we were sick, and everyone has since made a full recovery. There were several tickets and vehicles impounded throughout the month, including a couple of drivers who were ticketed for driving while disqualified or not having a license, some of those being repeat offenders. I want to go over the priorities of the year. So basically, we try and focus on substance abuse, road safety, youth engagement, community relations. Those are what we discussed last year as being community priorities. I will be sort of revamping and looking at what our priorities are going forward. And last year it was, you know, the status quo. Everyone wanted to keep it the same. I'm open to discussion on that. So obviously I'm not putting anyone on the spot here, but just food for thought, maybe in the next couple of weeks. If there's anything that you would like us to focus on specifically as far as like our next year's plan, then I'll account for it. We do fiscal years April through April. So we have about 4 months until I have to sort of submit my plan to the division about what CarMax is going to try and focus on throughout the year. So that ties into what resources we may be allocated. So if we say like road safety is one of our things, then that gives me more ability to call up the traffic unit and say, hey, come up and do a commercial vehicle check stop at Braeburn or something like along those lines.
Yeah.
Right now, we're looking at sending Greg on two different courses for commercial vehicle enforcement because we have no one trained in the detachment on doing that specifically. And it's always been brought up as an issue. So there's a lot of sort of 2025 things that we're tackling here. But yeah, again, just food for thought. If there are any other areas beyond the main priority to focus on that you guys want us to look at, just let me know and I can adjust the plan accordingly. As far as youth engagement, community involvement, we were at the school quite a bit up until the break, and Greg went into the hockey, Christmas hockey game, and yeah, we look forward to continuing being involved with the community. Both Greg and I love it. Mark as well. Mark's off for a little bit. We anticipate him coming back in February. So in the meantime, we actually have another relief member with us right now. As far as files of note, there was a file that did generate quite a bit of interest involving an incident on the school bus. So our investigation revealed that there's nothing criminal. So there are other things involving it, but we ended up having to refer it back to essentially HR in the school for them to deal with it appropriately. And then, as I understand, a letter was sent out. Someone was terminated as a result, but as far as criminal charges in that matter, there wasn't anything that we could pursue. So our file was closed out on that. And then another thing, maybe not of particular interest, but we have been receiving a lot of dog-related bylaw calls. Unfortunately, our bylaw officer is unable to attend to most of them because the addresses are determined to be First Nation addresses, and we have no bylaw methods to enforce the bylaws there. So they're currently in the process of revamping their bylaws because of the dog issue. So that's another conversation that I'm going to be having with them in the future. So hopefully there is something, but I know Liam is, his hands are tied with some of the calls that we've been receiving, just mostly just loose dogs. We did have one dog kill another dog, but that was on First Nation land. So that was dealt with in a different way, but aside from that, there was one other thing I want to bring up, and that's body-worn cameras. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar, but Whitehorse has already started wearing their body-worn cameras. The first case has already gone through court. It's been pretty successful thus far. It's rolling out to the entire division. CarMax will be getting it sometime in 2025. I don't know the exact date. Because our building is a bit older, we have to do some retrofitting, and there's a lot of data requirements for the body-worn camera. So the area that it has to be is in like a secure area. So we have to bring in some contractors and set up some data dumps. But you will eventually, through 2025, start seeing us wearing body-worn cameras going to every occurrence. And they'll have to be worn at all times.
How much weight does that add to everything you wear?
Minimal. It yeah, everything's 25 pounds roughly. But sorry, the body worn cam might add an extra pound. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So it's the same system that like LAPD use and a lot of the forces in the States, Axon. And yeah, it's been used. They did a pilot in Northwest Territories and Nunavut. They can withstand the cold. So that's the system we ultimately went with. And yeah,
well,
I'm looking forward to it.
Safety for everyone.
Everyone, yeah. Us and everyone else, because, you know, we're not immune to like false allegations ourselves. And then at the same time, it affects people from members who might be more heavy handed. So I'm in big favor of the body worn camera, but I just wanted to give you guys a heads up in case people have any questions or anything about that, or if they're worried about police accountability. It's one of the priorities for the RCMP as a whole this year. So the rollout will happen. All members will be trained. And then from some point in 2025 onward, I don't know the exact date, it'll be body worn cameras for the rest of time. That's our big update. Aside from that, December was actually a pretty nice month. We only had 34 calls. So relatively tame over Christmas. We had lower prisoner counts this year. On Christmas Eve, we have taken someone down to APU. Unfortunate, but something that sort of had to be done for community safety. So yeah, that's the wrap up for 2024.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Anybody have any questions for David? Concerns?
I have one thing is, you know, how you always talk about alcohol is the big one.
It is.
I think it's just because it's more exposed. I mean, the people smoking dope and driving is ridiculous, but they seem to be able to hide a lot better. And I laugh because I tell them, I see them smoking. They get out of their vehicle, they stop on the side of the road and they're smoking dope. And then they get in their vehicle. What are you doing? Well, we got kids in there. I said, well, you're still impaired. Oh, no, it's legal. We're allowed to. Well, it's legal to drink.
Yeah.
But you can't drive. No, no, marijuana is different. A lot of people think it's different.
They do.
But yeah. Greg, I thought, is trained in that. Doesn't he have a new test?
Yeah, so Greg can do standardized field sobriety testing. So he's trained in that specifically. And then we have like several divisional drug recognition experts that they can come up and they can do additional tests on people. The technology isn't. I'm sending control, thanks. Oh, the technology for detecting impaired by like marijuana specifically, it's catching up, but it's not quite there. I mean, for alcohol, they've had about like, there's like 60 years of science backing it right now. So it'll eventually catch up, but we are in the process of procuring roadside screening devices for marijuana specifically. I don't know if that's a budget item for 2025. We haven't had our meeting yet for this year. It's something we're always going to bring up the next one. But yeah, eventually there's going to be a roadside screening device for marijuana. It just, the law hasn't caught up. All the technology hasn't caught up yet. They legalized it and then said good luck to the RCMP and all the other enforcement agencies. And everyone, yeah.
You know, I stood at a bus stop with my kids and somebody said, I said, can you please put that on? Same answer. It's legal. You can't tell me to.
Right.
Well, I can't open a bottle of whiskey here.
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah, you can't drink in public and you can't smoke weed in public. It's meant to be done at home. But yeah, people don't obey that at all times. That's for sure. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it is an issue.
I'm driving a plow truck and I'm doing a shoulder pass. And I'm almost having head-on collisions with vehicles. How's that possible? I'm on the shoulder. I'm not doing the front pass. I'm on the shoulder. I'd love to know what those people are.
Some people are just stupid and bad drivers, though.
There are definitely a lot of terrible drivers out there. We quite often we get calls for impaired drivers, and then we pull them over, run them through a series of tests, and they're stone cold sober. There's terrible drivers. So that's not uncommon either. But
does anybody have any suggestions to David's team on what to look for in 2025, or do you guys want to revise? Or
yeah, I'd like to think about that. But
sure.
I do have a question, though. Several years ago, the detachment kept bringing up the issue of the lack of guards in the community, as well as the position that we had locally for it,
like an
office admin person that was a one-time full-time position here and then moved to a half-time position. And it just kind of got, there was this weird thing that went through the whole hiring process, the federal hiring process, that caused it to never get filled appropriately. And then the position was scooped out of town. And just wondering if that's still would be an asset if the detachment if
because the guy that kept saying no just recently retired.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes. The position exists, and it could potentially be filled if we made it a priority. So right now, we switched it to all of the district detachments have access to the, what they're called district clerks. So they're based out of Whitehorse, and it's currently two gals who are basically the PSE for 10 detachments. So we send them a lot of our admin work, so like criminal record checks, and they do like criminal record entries and stuff like that. When we have like a charge file, we do all the work here, but then we send them copies and then they add stuff to our file. So they're doing essentially the same thing that someone in community would do. The benefit of having someone in community is that there's someone at the office from 9 to 5 that people can query, but they just decided that because we have the district clerks, then they did most of the work that the person in community would do.
Right.
Currently, right now, the only communities that have someone are Dawson City, Watson, and Carr Cross, but Carr Cross is only a temporary person as well. So, very, very part-time.
It's part of the centralization of positions in Whitehorse, right?
Yeah. So that we have the space for it. We've got one of the largest detachments for a three-man post in the division. So we certainly have the space for it. And as far as guards go, there's another person we've identified as a guard that wouldn't anticipate we have an issue filling. We have been utilizing APU quite a bit because a lot of the people we have arrested, at least since my time here, have been people who aren't actually CarMax residents, or they're like temporary residents. So they have an address in Mayo or Watson Lake, for example. And for that reason, we're not like obligated to bring them back to the community if we ship them down to APU. So APU has been great for us because it gives us the ability to get them out of CarMax and not causing issues. And we just sort of don't have to worry about them going forward as long as they're residents of CarMax. We don't want to leave someone abandoned there.
Or do we?
Be like the ambulance back in the day. You get them there and then jump back in and get it right back home.
Yeah. So we try and avoid that. And then that's when you see the numbers here where people are actually staying at the detachment for a couple hours here and there. But it would be nice to up our guard numbers, but we also don't utilize them as much as other places do because our prisoner count just isn't that high.
Okay. I was just curious if it changed from before.
I'm a guard.
No, I can't stay at that one.
Yeah. We used to have more prisoners. Like, I've looked back and it used to be like our average count was maybe 30 to 50 prisoners a year, but it could just be me. I have like somewhat of a personal policy. It's a big liability to have a prisoner. So I will do everything I possibly can to not have someone in jail, meaning like I will drive from house to house to house to house until someone accepts them unless they're violent. Right. If they're violent, we keep them.
Fair.
We will take on that responsibility. But if they're just a nuisance, well, they can be a nuisance at their aunt's house. Because the family can usually take care of them. Jail probably isn't the best place.
I did it for 10 years. I think it was the most nuisance. It was only the one or two that was ever kind of violent. Mm-hmm. Most of them are just really stupid.
That's pretty much what it boils down to. And usually within a couple hours, and they get a small nap in them, and they wake up and they're back to normal. So, yeah, we're blessed here that we don't have a ton of people who are extremely violent, so we don't have to often worry about that. Yeah.
Anything else for David?
I think you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks, Dennis. We all like it here, and we're happy to be here. So
I see you guys out all the time. That's good.
I am curious though, because the criminal record check says something about the how you're paying. Does anyone ever have to pay for a criminal record check?
We don't do that anymore.
Because I'm like, I've never paid. I get one every 2 years.
Criminal record check?
No, they don't.
You don't have to pay. It used to be $25. You have to do a check to the receiver general, and you'd have to go pick it up at the post office. But it became such a hassle. And then we don't really want members handling money. And usually it's just people within the community. I got rid of our petty cash fund because I don't think we should be handling money and doing all that sort of stuff. So.
So like the daycare is every 2 years.
Yeah, we're doing so many criminal record checks a year that we're doing them at school, daycare, LSCFN. They're all waived. The fee is just waived unless you are just super unfortunate to have your name that matches up with a criminal, and then you have to get your fingerprints taken, and then those have to get sent off to Ottawa. Then they ask you to pay. But there's about two people in town who are in that scenario where they have to pay. And I can't do anything about that. But everyone else, free ticket.
I even get mine picked up and dropped off.
Oh, Tuesdays and Thursdays for sure. But
Thanks, David.
yeah, thank you
Thanks
guys.
very much.
We'll,
Wish everybody a detachment and happy new year for us.
will do.
Thank you for the good work.
Goodness. Take care.
Take care. Good night.
Okay, moving on. Correspondence. See none. Moving on, reports, council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
I participated in the CAO recruitment process and I went to watch the fireworks. That were very impressive. Thank you very much. And that's about all I've done lately. Thank you.
Councillor Mitchell.
Same thing. Was there for the CAO meeting, I think. Yeah, participate in the fireworks. There's one other thing, and I'd be darned if I could remember what it is. But anyway, yeah, that's about it for me.
Councillor Wheeler.
The Village of Carmack's Christmas party. It was excellent.
I forgot all about
Yeah, it
that.
was great. It was really nice. And the fireworks are great. I unfortunately wasn't able to do the interviews for the CAO, and I thank you guys for including me in the discussion afterwards. And yeah, I'm looking forward to 2025 and things forward for the Village of Carmack. Yeah, nice. Here,
Councillor
here.
Palmore.
All the same.
All the same?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except you didn't get to go on a cruise.
Yeah, well, I lived vicariously through her Facebook posts.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, I ditto pretty much everybody here. The fireworks are great. Rang in the new year with the fire department down in the pit of the fireworks and was able to watch back on a lot of Facebook feeds and some good pictures. And yeah, glad to ring in the new year with everybody down there. And yeah, just also doing the recruitment for the CAO and the reference checks and everything that goes with that. Yeah, that's all for me. Finance report. Annette, it's on your laptop. Prince can pull it up on the screen if you'd like. Just
Just the copies of the people who didn't pay the property taxes
Okay.
from last 2 years. We
Yes.
figured the other person also didn't pay for the
Do you need to see that?
Well, there's actually a form called the TL1 form that needs to be filled out and provided by the 15th, or we can't move forward with the taxing process for those properties. So it comes to council before the 15th, and then the TL2 form is filed with the tax lien office by February. I can't remember the
Okay,
dates. But.
we'll look into that.
So this is these are the letters, and they're great. But there's actually a
The actual form.
yeah.
Yeah, most probably these properties I think you'll be ending up taking over because I think the person is either moved to somewhere we don't have any, or it's
Are
this
they vacant properties? I've never heard of these.
is from Germany. Another one is from BC Land.
This one is a lot. I think this is the one down by Joseph Moran's place. Joseph and Lane between lot one. And so it's lot two, I think. One of those.
Yes,
right.
And the other one is I don't know who that is. Hello.
Moving on to provision budget with some figures.
I am really looking forward to some great budget discussions and to really dive deep into some of the expenses too.
So we have some of it, the CCB
Yes.
have all the reporting to YG.
Yeah.
She's she said it's all good and she will review.
Yeah.
And then they will let us know when they submit for the final thing. The payment is really crucial for us to run the upcoming capital projects and the CCB because we will be using the same money
Yeah, until for the next.
for the rescale projects.
Yeah, it's just cash flow management, right?
Thanks.
I have a question about check number 31082, the website services renewal. Is that like a one-time renewal we're doing of our website? You know?
It's a one time in a year.
It's an annual amount.
Annual amount is less. It's just including, we ask them to do the emergency notification system and our licensing online. They've just picked some forms and that we can submit online.
Any other questions about the check log?
The mosquito control has gone up like $4,000 in 20 years.
31082.
I did have, there was something on there. It was just, oh, it was just fence rental.
For Rob Cochran?
Yeah, it just
That's
seems,
the dumb fence.
I know, but like, it seems like an awful lot to rent a fence. Like, why wouldn't we just buy a fence?
I
thought it was
question
kind of reasonable.
But for how long? But
how long are we renting?
how long are we renting the
Get
fence
this
for?
next stage of the
Like,
regionalizing.
it just seems like a long time to rent a fence. That was just one thing that came out.
Well, Lee, when I asked that question, Lee said it was because it wasn't. What did he say? It was because don't permanently know where the fence is going to be right now with
What's the
some things.
timing?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so rather than pay for a permanent one and have to get a pole, this was the way to go at the present time. Yeah, I have the same question.
And sorry, I have one more question about check number 31103 for Ascenco Sustainability. Is this our annual landfill testing, water, groundwater testing? And is Yukon government funding it?
Yes, they had to do, what did you say, two wells?
Drill two wells.
Two, yeah, and we were only expecting one, but to get two. That's
Who
why.
pays? We pay? No reimbursement from YG.
Or it's part of a landfill
Yeah.
agreement, I
Is
guess,
that we
right?
get this lump sum for?
But we only get 75,000 a year. I don't know what the revenue is for the landfill agreement, honestly.
The line item for the dump
The revenue for the landfill agreement.
in total, what it is? Thought it was higher.
It probably is. I don't know what it is for
We
here.
can get Chris to ask it up.
But I was just curious if in the landfill agreement, if they pay for the landfill testing separately or not. Can we get a copy of the landfill agreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, this was for the check number you hold that we have it on the screen.
Yeah.
Invoice. So
Sorry.
yearly is only 29.25.
But
Okay.
they
Oh.
had to re-drill.
No,
Well,
this
that's
is for
what.
the website.
Okay.
Okay, that
That's the
yeah.
website one.
And that's like the updating and making all the links actually work. Thank you.
The other one? Yeah. 31103.
It's supposed to be by the time,
Number.
but we miss.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's all phone smokes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm.
We start calling.
Anything else on the check log?
What's the difference between? Oh no, never mind. It's okay.
We're good. We're ready to move on.
Thank
Everybody else?
you.
6.4 public works report. Let me take a look at that. It's up on the screen. Thank you, Jens, public works manager. A couple of notes to take here. Arena, recreation building, the boiler issue persists. Plumbers are scheduled for further repairs still.
Is that the main building or is that in the ice
That's the
rink?
arena.
That's the arena.
The rec.
For this boiler issue, I think YG will cover the cost.
Okay, that was my next question. Is it under warranty?
It's not under warranty.
No.
The YTG project management is looking at the funds to help us out with the cost. So we're waiting for them to let us know when that's available. But we did schedule in the contractor.
So you gotta keep going.
Yeah. All right, looks like everything else here is normal operations.
What about the fire trucks?
That would be in the fire department
No, at the
report.
bottom, and I
Oh,
didn't
okay.
from
We'll
me.
read in it. Additional information. Old fire trucks. Dale Best has expressed interest in purchasing the two old fire trucks. Yeah.
I think that there's probably something in the
There.
asset management about
Disposal.
yeah, disposal of, I think
And
there's a process.
the previous council I know talked, well, CAO, previous CAO talked about having an auction for some of these older items. And I know that's something that was in the 90-day plan to organize with some of these assets.
Cool.
Beating the delivery update. All right. Let's see. Move forward. Thank you, Jens. Bylaw enforcement report, Liam.
Busy guy.
Any questions on that?
Did Liam actually issue tickets?
Yes.
He has
Summary conviction tickets?
he's
Yes.
had convictions and paid. Cool.
We had some
Yeah.
of them, three of them paid from, I think it was truck travel from BC or something.
For parking.
Overall, how's the public responding?
From what I have heard, it's not positive.
Yeah, that's why I was going there. I've got attacked by a couple of people saying our community is too small for this crap. What's going on
Every
here?
day.
Yeah. But I think it's needed. The dog control, the parking on the road up there is there's some things that's needed for us for sure.
Says here, highlights the community engagement, increased use of social media to educate the public on bylaw enforcement topics, including parking and animal control. So he's
I'm
trying
working
to
on it.
communicate with the public here. Yeah.
You and your dogs on Christmas, winter.
Patron is pairing up with the RCMP, engaging at the school safety presentations in the spring, trail safety, bicycle safety, etc. says here. Thank you, Constable Liam.
Okay. I feel it's needed, but anyway, like I said, people are going to complain because the minute someone gets a ticket, all of a sudden they don't like it. You have to do something.
And we're moving forward here. AYC.
I have to say nothing further.
Okay, thank you, Doris.
I can just go by.
Was there a date set for the AYC conference?
The AGM?
The AGM?
Yes.
April, was it April something?
Yes.
April 26, 7, 8.
Thank you, Prince.
I think we booked the floor and the extension 6-1.
Yes, I won't be there. I'll be on a cruise.
What?
Well, I was assuming it was middle of May when I booked my cruise.
We only need 5 rooms.
You're so crushed. I'll take the cruise.
It's with my sister and nephew.
Oh, no.
He's 10.
All right, moving forward.
So, sorry about that. I just missed my board. I was too busy with how that stuff.
Do you mind making a line item 6.7? CAO.
So after the holidays, I think we are busy with the business licenses. So many, we already got 10 people doing another business license until today. And for working with the little Solomon for the tomorrow's council, joint council meeting for the agenda and other items. And today I went with Spectrum Security Curtis. From Spectrum Security about all our security and cameras, all our properties, tech center, firewall, public works, and air. So we will be shifting from advanced security to Spectrum because Spectrum is doing like all new firewall and the rec centers. So our prime has for the security and advanced, they never fix any phone or. And the guy just told me that it's not even connected to the system or phone lines. Or...
So it can't call out?
Yep.
I thought we were always with Spectrum. I didn't know that it was.
No, we switched to Advance.
Oh, didn't?
Because Spectrum was very expensive and wouldn't repair anything. Same problem.
Right?
But maybe enough people switched if they changed what they were doing.
And... He was asking for the sponsorship at the arena too. It'll be great to work with him. And he will send the code, I think, within 2 days. So then it will come to common. Other than that, the main reason was just I think the fire, new fire hall, the fire hall chief, he reported that some of the item from his crew members of batteries and stuff got missing because of what was the problem. Somebody stole it or because it's like the lock has the access, everybody can use the code and they can just go in. So now I told Curtis if we can change that thing to bring the because of the meeting room we booked for the people. And so now it's like same code.
Yeah.
We will change it to I think POP, key POP. For example, a waiting officer. So we will assign him the key whenever it will be like he will be coming all the year round once in a month. So he will have the POP key. We will only like activate the key when he will be scheduled. Other than that, if somebody books the fire hall, they will just take the key from rec center, they will pay for the key. And if they don't return the key, then we will disable the key and keep the key. We will still cover our cost for them. For their return, they get back their income.
So that was a reminder tomorrow, joint council meeting.
The joint council meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Five?
Over there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you guys give me a call. Don't forget. Oh,
I don't even have your number. I don't think. Maybe I did.
Please review the agenda that Prince has sent out to your email, and Councillor Mitchell will deal with your email after a meeting. help you get in there.
Great.
That's it. Okay, moving on. Bylaws 7.1314-25 business license bylaw, first reading and review. We have a mover.
I move first reading of bylaw 314-25.
We have a second.
Most likely.
We have all in favor.
Can we have a
sorry.
Discussion?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
They will have to repeal
okay, so
the current one.
It's on the repeal the current one?
Yeah, there's no repeal in here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
It's, yeah.
I missed that. Bottom. It's usually
it repeals 241-18 and its amendments.
Number 12.
Just a note.
Oh, okay. Enactment. Perfect. Thank you.
Can you highlight the differences between the current bylaw and this one?
Yeah. A lot.
So, one of the differences is the license fees.
Yeah. I love that.
And the other one is the fine.
Right.
License is not renewed within 30 days of the start of the year. Will incur a $100 fine plus 75, so they will be 175 if somebody don't leave within the first month of the year.
But what if they don't start their business
yeah.
until the third month of the year?
Or what if they don't keep their business going?
Okay, there is one more. Under section 4.6 are exempt from this late renewal penalty if they renew their license within 30 days of their operational season started. If the business is seasonal, like if they start only for the summer from April to September, so they need to renew when they start to operate the business. But nobody can operate without a license even a single day, that they will pay us $50 if we figure out like our bylaw or somebody without license operating a business.
$50 a day.
Do we provide like a list of the current businesses on our website that have business licenses with links to their websites or their social?
But I know on our website, all the licenses are with us registered from the last year, but some
linked.
Of them are renewed.
But they're not linked together. Like if you went on that list, you would click on that, it would bring you to their
license.
Business. Yeah.
No, to their web page.
To their web page. Right?
Like,
page
no.
No, I think most of them don't have the website.
Well, a lot of them do, I think.
So we did hold a meeting for like local contractors or businesses, and it was asked for them to bring us the information. We could do that again, post that. So like, or we can reach out to them
and
ask
them.
Notice
and
right?
It's not a big deal.
Well, it can be on the application they fill out for their business license. Then you could say, either do not link or whatever, like check the box kind of thing.
That'd be a good idea.
Because otherwise, what are businesses getting from us for our increased fee and business licenses? Like, what are we doing different than we weren't doing before? Because we were doing that before.
Right.
Okay. One thing, upcoming licensing renewal or new businesses.
And
but for the new business, I don't think so. They will have the website until they get the license.
No, you
but
can.
Go ahead, Corey.
You can get a. You can build a website whenever you want.
Yeah, but the option is to check a box so that they're giving us permission to link it on our end.
Right. You would never list them unless they bought a license,
just,
right?
No.
I think the penalties are pretty steep. Where are the small businesses that we have in CarMax? And I think it might be the wrong time of year because it's going to scare people. They're going to be thinking they're going to be paying a $100 fine if they don't have it by the end of this month. And...
What are you suggesting? That?
The last bylaw said that they could have a fine not exceeding $500.
Maybe, yeah, a fine at $50 per day, not exceeding $500. I don't know. It just seems I don't want to feel like I'm always penalizing people, like ruling CarMax with this iron fist of like.
Well, not only that, people go through hard times.
Yeah.
I agree with them.
I have a business license for the daycare, which isn't even within municipal boundaries. It's because it checks a box for my daycare license. So sometimes I get it in the middle of the summer. I don't operate within municipal boundaries. It's like the daycare donation to the Village of CarMax, actually. Because I don't want to deal with the YG paperwork.
I'm confused about the penalty section because it says any business operating without a valid license is liable to a fine of $50 per day. Businesses failing to renew their licenses within 30 days, so $50 per day times 30 days of the start of the year are subject to a $100 fine.
So the first one I think it's if somebody just have a new business and they do register with us like in the last year and this year they just upgrade. And the second one is for the
Okay,
businesses
renewal.
that are registered with us from 2024, but they are moving forward in 2025 if they don't register within first month. Yeah.
I think,
That's too confusing.
yeah, I think without that explanation in here, this contradicts each other. So you could say any new business operating without a valid license or something to separate those,
Yeah.
or create that explanation. I also think the $100 fine is kind of a lot. I do think that we would, I do think it's important that people who have businesses get business licenses. We don't have any stick to it really here, other than saying you need to have a license. I think the only one might be businesses that require environmental health inspections because they have to provide the business license to the environmental health office. But that's why I was like, what do we offer the businesses for paying for their business license? What is the village offering to them? Like, where are we providing designated parking, street parking available to businesses? Like, what are we offering to businesses to be in open for business in our community? Are we just charging them $75?
Yeah, exactly. We used to charge them 60 and
No.
they got nothing.
Well,
Well,
the
we.
$75, which you're already saying already exists, that you'd be enrolled on our website as
Yeah.
business, the local business,
Yeah. Like
or
it's a promotion
yeah.
piece, right?
But furthermore, you're saying what other else
Well, we
are we
don't.
offering them?
Well, the CarMax doesn't have a Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, we're way too small. We have in the past acted as a de facto Chamber of Commerce when things were happening and businesses needed to be gathered in the community. And we used our business license list. That was so they got that benefit by having a valid license. They got called to the meetings. But other than that, I mean,
Other
really, the
than what I recall from the past is being invited to like an event with everybody, all the businesses there to have
Right.
like a, it's not like a trade show, but it's like a business meet and greet, and then they can show what they're showcase everything that they're using, right?
Good. Did that at the last hour one time. We did call it a trade fair.
As long as you
That
don't have it in the arena, we're good.
was a
But the last one was a business one where it was like everybody was at local business, territorial people that are involved. Meet and greet is what it
For a
was.
project, wasn't it? A particular project?
No,
No.
it was just for everybody to kind of
It was a
like
long
get
time
to
ago because
meet.
BYG was there for, you don't know, that's how long ago.
Well,
Justin wouldn't remember
the
that
thing,
one.
the bottom line here is that we have this here, but people aren't paying and registering.
Oh yeah, I know.
And
It's horrible. Yeah.
so anything that we decide here should reflect and promote for them to want to,
Yes,
like
right.
you're saying.
And it should come
So
into effect in the next year because this year's already People are already paying the $60
I
or
mean,
whatever.
yeah, I mean, we can currently have bylaw check in and say you're supposed to be posting your license. Where is your annual license for your business? Do you, if you don't have it, please go get it in the village office or whatever, without being like, here's a $100 ticket.
No, earlier we'll be doing that. We'll be sending the letters
Try to
to all
be.
the businesses
Yeah.
that whoever are due for the renewal.
Also, the cost, it should probably be like the fee schedule instead of, so it's like an appendix, so you don't have to keep changing a bylaw every time you want to change a fee.
His schedule B.
I know, but it's listed as five in
I
five
know, but
points.
it's a very confusing button.
I mean, you can just say the annual fee for the business license is listed in Schedule B and not actually put the amount in the bylaw. And then when you go to change the amount, you just need a resolution to council to change the appendix. You don't need to change the whole
Could it
bylaw
be
for
part of
anything.
our fees and services bylaw,
Yes.
even?
Yes, it should be actually instead of listing it separately. And then you change it every year, budget tab.
Each
Sorry.
get all that.
It's
I think you've done this before.
We just want to clarify.
clarify.
Do you want to read it back? Or...
No, that's good. I think that it would be changing lots of things. It just
It's a good bylaw.
Yeah.
It's a great
Yeah.
first attempt at a bylaw. That's for darn sure.
Do we still do the intermunicipal bylaws or business
Intermunicipal business
license?
license. It was part of the last bylaw.
Yeah, I think
And
so
then,
it's still $85 because it's with the AYC.
yeah.
Yeah.
And we, so that's why I put only 75 from 62 because like
Yeah,
you
well,
overall like.
60 is pretty cheap anyway.
So rewriting the penalties then?
And how much do you guys want?
That's the question.
Well, what is it currently?
60. The
The
penalties?
penalty? Not exceeding $500.
No, there's two different penalties. It's very confusing too. Penalty. Any person who is required under this bylaw to be licensed in respect of a business and who carries on or engages in such business within a municipal boundary without being licensed commits an offense and is liable upon conviction to a fine not exceeding $50 for each day the business operates in contravention of this bylaw. Now it says next point, any person who violates or fails to comply with the provisions of this bylaw in respect to which no penalty is specified commits an offense and is liable on summary convictions to a fine not exceeding $500. That's like, what does that mean?
Oh, that's like violating the bylaw outside of not paying for it. So if you, if the bylaw said like
You have to
no
have you.
business in CarMax can be a mobile, you can't have a mobile food truck in CarMax, and then you bring a mobile food truck into town, that's
No.
violating.
Oh, okay.
I think in the previous one, there is no penalty that you have to renew in 30 days. So that's why some
No.
people just renew in October or
Yeah.
September or
Yeah.
all the year they will be like.
There is, I mean, we.
One of the other things we moved is like after July 1st, it's only $30. It's the straight price, 75.
It shouldn't reduce.
Well, I can tell
Well,
you.
you sit for half a
That
year
never gave me
for
any
half price.
money.
That's if you, because you were operating for the entire year. But if you start your business in July,
Outside of municipal
I
boundaries.
know, but 2025,
I know.
and you come in July and you weren't operating for the first half, I think that's why they gave that
Yeah.
half right price rate, right? Not because you came to renew in July.
Should be full price
Renewals.
the whole time, you think?
Yeah.
No.
And then, because if they come in July or August with new business, they will will require them to fill out the form. We have to review it if it's
Yeah.
good. It's
Still
just
doing the
plus
same
little
work.
extra
Yeah,
work.
same amount of work.
Yes, and they're getting the same services. Zilch.
Didn't notice in here where it said that all businesses need to ensure they are complying with applicable laws.
Eight.
Does it say that in here somewhere?
Section 8.
So in the fourth number, we have that one exception for the seasonal businesses, 4.6.
Yeah.
Businesses operating seasonally may apply for an exception to renew their license at the beginning of their operational season instead of January 1st. The renewal fees must still be paid in full, and seasonal businesses are required to qualify. Required to notify the designated officer of their operational dates when applying for this exception.
Sorry, I was asking about, like, sometimes in the business license bylaw, it says that you must ensure you're following all general laws and requiring for your. So if you're a restaurant, you follow environmental health laws. And number 8 just says that it violates a municipal bylaw regulation.
Fails to meet lawful requirements to carry on the business. That would be that part.
Yeah.
You have to have a health inspection, and that would be that one.
Sorry.
The next part. Part 2 says fails to meet lawful requirements to carry on the business.
Okay. Food business, they still need.
I think that covers that, does it?
It should.
There is a transfer of license fee in the old bylaw that isn't in the new bylaw.
It says here. It's 7.1.
Okay. Oh, it's doubled fee too. Okay, it was $20 before.
Well, I think the fees haven't changed in a long time, probably.
Probably not. Well, this was written in
2018.
So yeah.
I think it went from 50 to 60 in like,
it's probably tough.
Did it last
any further?
Yeah.
Comments? I got lots of comments.
Did you?
No.
I do think that because we do have people that do get bylaws and sometimes they're late, we should really let them know about this, that this is happening.
I think Liam's writing
letters to all of them so they're aware, because
expect your letter in the mail.
This was practice, you know, for this year.
Yeah,
because we know January is already over. It will be up to us there. How we want to further proceed this bylaw
moving forward.
But for the next year, they will have an idea of it.
Well, because it says it comes into effect at third reading. So if someone was 30 days late, they haven't paid it yet.
We're not at fault if we don't enforce our bylaws. Yeah, we are liable for not enforcing our bylaws.
But if something happens, it's falling under the old bylaw right now, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I'd prefer to just wait closer to the end of the year to pass it, and then it's just have people aware that it's happening and have it happen.
Give first reading in January, second reading in July, third reading in like
December.
Yeah. We're gonna create a bunch. Well, bring it back for second reading with our changes, and we'll see what we say after that. How does that sound?
Well, you have to do it all in favor and close it.
I just had I wanted to bring up something that we dealt with before, in that local businesses sometimes wanted a better treatment from the municipality than mobile businesses, so people that come into town, do their service in Lake Town, or run their whatever, sell the food or the food truck, whatever, right?
Fish.
And in some places, they charge a higher fee for those businesses to come into the community to operate and then leave, because they're not actually.
So is there?
They're not actually investing in the community.
Yeah, is there one line here?
Yeah, like contractors coming in to do a roof at the arena.
Would that be under like special permits or something?
No, it would be like if you had a local address, then you were a local business. If your address was Like we're just thinking we're not a local business. I don't know if, I mean, most, there's a lot of businesses
So
that
it'd
come
be
into
like
CarMax and operate
a
and
tiered
don't,
system for what they're.
it would be a bit. Or they could get an intermunicipal business license for $85 on top of their $75 and they can operate in any municipality. But it's the one thing that I did hear from businesses, I do hear from different places and different businesses that businesses can come into town, do whatever they want, get their service, get paid, and leave. They're not actually investing or putting into the town. Anyway, it's just food for thought. That would be a good thing to have in the pet fee appendix.
Yeah, in schedule.
And schedule B. Oh,
That.
so $75 is okay.
But what about for out of towners?
You can work on that.
$100 for out of
Could
towners?
you maybe find out if the other municipalities
How does that?
have a different rate for out of town businesses?
Rather than
So a tiered system for
all the new routes.
in town, out of town, and
Out of territory?
so right.
Interesting to discuss.
Yeah.
They might all have an intermunicipal.
Yes, that's what I was told. We just need to check if they come. So Liam can check on.
Because we get a list of intermunicipal business license that are published.
I'm coming in doing a big contract. But, I'll just use the little Sam and CarMax First Nation old ball term. A lady comes in with a food fund. They'll make a lot of money too that
If she's over there, she doesn't need a business license.
Yeah. But when they
Okay.
come to Two Park,
I see.
they would, right?
Yeah. That's why I was asking if it was something under the special events or something, you would need a specific. It does say something about approval in there through the CAO, operating with, for a special event, you would need this. It's in there.
That an open spaces bylaw or
Yeah.
something?
I do recall.
Parks and open spaces.
Hey, so first reading.
You actually did. There's a lot of discussion come out of it. Things to look at.
All in favor? Thank you.
We'll call it the Cory draft.
What needs to be the pieces is good 75 or 60.
75 is good.
Penalty $100 or less.
Now it's until you it's sustained until you have further information for second read. That's what I gathered, right? And you're removing the line that contradicts itself on
Have some new business points
the
to
tax, the penalties from the line at 0.2
Yeah, we
and
just add new
10.1.
businesses,
Yeah,
new businesses.
just clarify.
And it's all
Thank you.
all the lines should be in the schedule.
Yeah. Well, there's also, I mean, we do have a fees and charges bylaw. It should say the fees are as listed in the fees and charges bylaw. And really, that's the bylaw we should be changing every year, not every individual bylaw.
Okay, new and unfinished business 8.1 joint council meeting agenda.
Animal control has been on the joint council agenda for 20 some years,
Yes.
and it will probably be for 20 some more years.
Will pass.
But dogs are dogs.
Well, recently a person was bit and another dog was very sadly killed by some
Okay,
dogs.
so
I do believe there's interest in some sort of service.
let's look this over here. Joint Council meeting agenda, Little Sam CarMax First Nation in the Village of CarMax, Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 at 5 p.m. LSCFN Council Chambers. Chair Deputy Chief Calvin Charlie.
Is this meeting open to the public? Because I'm just curious because it's got a Zoom link. I think it should just be the councils and
Some of the council.
Staff. Yeah. As long as it's
question
not.
is about the Zoom link.
Well, I'm just curious. Like, I don't know. I don't think it should be open to public because it's not.
Like, the question is it open to
public? Yeah, is it open to public?
Okay, question.
Is it?
We'll get the answers.
Yeah.
But I know some of their members have been the past Zoomed in.
Yeah, well, that one lived in Whitehorse, so I think they all live local now.
Okay.
Maybe the chief lives in there.
So, action item 3.1, landfill recycling, LCFN item. 3.2, aquatic center reopening in 2025. It's a VOC action item.
So we would have our budget included in that.
The budget, the service agreement.
Service agreement, if they agree, then...
you'll have it to present.
Okay. A draft.
Draft, yeah. Or you're just talking about discussion in general?
Like, okay. If they agree, okay, we are moving forward with service agreement, then we can have a service agreement. And
okay, slap it down in front of them.
Yeah. Sign this.
Okay. 3.3, sewer lagoon project, VOC action item. So it would be an update and a discussion regarding
this will be again
kind of both
about the
line item.
Yeah, it will be again about the service agreement. That how the fees should be, it should be based on the operational and maintenance or paper use, how they want to move forward.
Okay.
Because YG is moving forward and they already have everything in place. The design is ready. They are just waiting on both of the agencies to come to a mutual agreement.
I hope I'm not
interrupting. We've agreed to operate the lagoon outside of the municipal boundaries.
Yeah, I always thought that it was going to be First Nation project.
We've gotten the update last time from David, Michael, and Adam Greenwood.
December 10th?
Yeah.
They said it's our project.
Our project.
It seemed like I know.
That was at our project.
I mean, we're not even...
Did we ever sign anything saying that we were taking over a lagoon?
No, they will build it from the YG perspective, and then they will, once they are done, they will...
What I was told when I asked the question numerous times is that it's a service provided. But what I said to counter that is that we have the lift station and the processing here in town. So, but that's when they're talking about not updating that.
Are we currently not meeting our water license parameters with a flood?
We are right now, but we weren't when we were flooding.
Yeah, that's different.
So that's currently, a special...
I mean, you currently can say we have a wastewater treatment plant solution. Not that I'm against the lagoon. Honestly, I think the lagoon should have been built in the first place, but...
I voted lagoon.
But it wasn't. But I do know that... I guess I have a lot of questions, probably. Like, how do we know who is using the lagoon more?
So they did discuss that part about having monitor system within the trucks. So if the truck goes there, it has like a tag, and
like
it passes, like, yeah, it has to open the gate. So then you would know who the user is at that point, right?
Yeah.
So.
Right. So what if we're a lower user than other users? Why would we run it? Why would we operate it?
Great question.
That's what I...
What happens to the people downtown that are... Does it go to the lifts, to the sewer state sewer and then get pumped out from there? Or?
I would.
No, it's going to get piped to the...
All the way to the...
So there's a bunch of stages to the project.
First is
the lagoon itself.
Yeah, and then the lift stations.
Yeah, then the lift stations, then...
But I remember the first discussions, and not at one time was it ever a Village of CarMax. Ever.
I've asked the same questions, and that's what I...
Ever.
That it's a service that's provided.
Yeah, and we are providing that service.
I thought it was a joint thing, so I'm way out to lunch because I used to go to those meetings and I thought it was something that was going to be collaborative.
I think it's YG trying to push it on us and tell us that, yes, you have to.
Yeah,
just like we had to sign over and take over that septic pit that was disgusting, and Elaine said no. Nope, not signing it. Nope.
Get you a definitive answer from Michael Ukrainitz.
I'm going to throw something else.
The project manager, and we will email you the information of where the project is. You should have some information from our last meeting.
Yes.
Right? So review that. And if you can't find it,
just... I wasn't at that meeting.
So
okay. We can get you the minutes.
I'm only concerned because CarMax has been down this road before, where we had agreed to take on the sewage from the First Nation with our wastewater treatment plant, designed an entire induction station, and figured out what the cost would be, and they decided not to move forward with it. So I would be concerned that we're building a lagoon and assuming that we're going to be operating the lagoon with a service agreement, but we haven't figured out the cost of it yet.
They're working on it.
So what if they choose not to do it? What if they choose not to pay for it?
Either party's concerns after the joint council meeting will then go to YG and then they will work on those.
It'd only be in their best interest to jump on board.
So it would have been in the best interest
I agree, they've never had to pay for it.
The first step is to have the meeting with LSCFN and collaborate and get the information from both sides of what the expectation is of this whole thing. And then we, both sides can relay that information to YG, and then we will see, right?
Like maybe it's more of a partnership in the operations than it is a service agreement.
Yeah.
In that you pay for the portion of the operations that the influence takes, right?
Yeah.
So say we use 60% and the First Nation uses 30 and outside sources use 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
Then we break the cost down that way or something. But
somebody has to be in control of the whole facility is what the question really is at hand, right?
And that's fair, but it's also an asset. Like,
yeah.
So who repairs the asset and who is responsible for all
who
that?
Who takes the liability, the environmental liability?
If you own the lagoon, then you're responsible.
But we don't because it's on.
It's not
on Crown Land.
So the lease. These are great questions. Yeah. We can ask Michael. We can talk about it in the joint council. Yeah.
We can have more scheduled meetings with them.
Yeah, we can have.
What was the expectation before? Like, where were you guys at when you were meeting with them before?
It went back and forth to who's maintaining it, who is it under, LSCFN, VOC. It's gone back and forth multiple times, and it just keeps going around in a circle.
The only thing that they told us in the recent meeting with them is that they know that now the room we are using, it's out of licenses and they can shut it down anytime. They are just waiting on us to say yes to
the but they're the ones that are sanctioned. YTG is sanctioned as owner of that pit.
So our water licenses get until 2030?
So he did mention the water license the last meeting, was saying it was temporary.
I think our water license is good until 2030.
But I think it's temporary because we've been in...
Because there's no level 2 operator.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all ruined.
Which...
Damn, Bill retiring.
Was brought to the CEO previously. And they allow BOC to operate it under them. Does that make any...
The water license used to say that... the village of Carmax was allowed to dump their sludge at the pit, right? And we were the only entity that actually had legal authorization to use it. Everybody else was just using it, but we were the only one who actually had a water license that said we could use it. And we got in trouble when it got full one time because we were the ones who were listed as the users, because we were the only ones. And we pushed back, I guess, because the only thing that we put in the pit is dead. It's sludge. It's not even sewer anymore. So we were like, we can't, how can we be responsible for all this live sewage when all we're allowed to put in there is sludge? And so then the discussion started about the lagoon and all that stuff, right? So,
and sludge drying beds.
And sludge drying beds, yeah. So, I mean, we could have, the village could have just expanded the wastewater treatment plant capacity and get sludge drying beds, and your septic solution or your sewer solution is solved for the municipal residents that are on the collection system. Which is, like, I don't know. So we're potentially taking on this new asset and operating it. What's happening with the wastewater treatment plant?
That was a concern that I had after I heard comments of them of decommissioning it. Didn't like that. So the other one was is that they wanted a drop point to be like on the corner of the street.
Oh yeah,
I had concerns about that.
They want to turn it into an induction station, or
no, but like on the corner of where the lift station is now, not actually at the plant.
That's where the plant.
It's a lot of
yeah.
It's a lot of flags that are questioned of like
yeah. So
they do have that information. We're waiting for them to review and propose something else now, but
oh yeah.
The next step is to have a conversation with LNCFN on let's see and
yeah.
Where is everything at, like so everybody can kind of just collaborate on asking the exact same type of questions that you're asking, to see that we can now come back to what YTG and ask.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I mean, fair. Like everybody needs to know what it's going to cost. Before we even, like, you should know what it's going to cost before we even said this is what the solution is. Because maybe it's not a solution. Maybe it's going to cost more than what we're currently doing.
Exactly.
It's good to know where money might come from.
I got one question here. Where does this all fit in with what Larry threw at us? Because that's where they still want the sewer lagoon, isn't it?
It's, yeah. And we've raised those concerns. And that is part of the reason why YTG did kind of come earlier than what they were going to come to update us and have discussion and have those concerns met, because Jenna had brought that to their attention.
You gotta listen to the public too.
Right? Yeah.
They said they already had the public consultations and...
yeah, but we said that you need more, way more.
Well, honestly, they had public consultations well over 6 years ago. For like locations,
but definitive answers to the questions haven't really been
answered.
Because the original when they built this new sewer lagoon, it was originally going to get built right behind Irene Johnson's house.
Right,
the drill there. Remember, you remember that? So that was the low spot.
Lot 32. Yeah.
Some of the questions I have is like when they're talking about decommissioning the facility, is that there's other. You could have a third party come and look at it, like a wastewater certified person come and look at it, like having a membrane filters installed. Like there's other options for the building that can make it productive and take way more effluent than what it does now. So like Corey was saying, are we getting that information?
But we don't have Leo, because Leo is so full of information.
Yeah, is there plan to come and update again, or like when was their recent update? Can we ask them for
Their recent update was
December,
yeah.
But it wasn't to council, it was.
It was to the CEO and myself.
And we asked them for the extension for the
yep.
time.
So the capital director, the asset
right.
director, the ED, lands. Who else was there?
Project manager.
We have project managers, Adam Greenwood Solutions.
Okay, so I understand who all was there and why they were
yeah.
there. But if YG expects the village to take this on, they should come and update the council.
They did update us before. That was
yeah.
the previous council.
The previous council.
They can update the new council.
They should.
Yeah,
that's
good.
What they should be doing. I mean, we're not, you guys were all there, but.
But it is a
but it
a
doesn't
major
sound like
project.
The information is
yeah.
flowing well.
Absolutely.
We cannot.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I'm glad that they met with you and the First Nation because
yeah.
there's a lot of history of different meetings and different things that are said to each council and
yeah.
each organization.
It's better to be all at one time.
Yeah. It's happened a few times where it's
yeah.
And maybe this is a fantastic project and it's gonna cost everybody less money.
Hope so.
The one concern I had was reading that it was only a 20-year cell.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, the wastewater treatment plant was supposed to be all wastewater treatment assets are built to be 50 years. So it lasted 10?
It 50. It never ran properly since day one.
It always met its water license, though.
Yeah.
Deficiency.
Okay, well, moving on 3.4 and yeah, sorry.
So for the initialization of this project, they are just figuring out how we will have the service agreement between EOC and the design.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are asking.
Well,
so I just had the email today too about the
yeah.
how we can prepare the agreement and said we will have the council meeting tomorrow. It will be based on the cost or it should pay for the use of it.
But from what I'm hearing from council and public in prior discussion is, are we even at the step to make that, right?
Do we have a cost?
Right. Or you're saying the ownership part.
The ownership
well,
part, yeah. And I mean,
right? So
is
if
it,
we're stepping way ahead if you're talking about ownership parts and you're talking about service agreements, those are
right. Are we taking on a huge another bill to add to our you know
bills
because YG needed to shut down
because YG needed to shut down the pit now the village of CarMax
it
has
been
to...
shut down for a long time
it
it's
was
not
never
a sanctioned
open.
Pit
no it never was
I know it's just raw sewage I had that discussion at the General Assembly when people were worried about a lagoon and the lagoon seeping into things like right now everything's going into a hole and it's not treated and that is definitely seeping into
things
but and because it's staff costs it's maintenance it's repairs it's like
yeah you just mentioned a friggin' electric date like who's yeah. even the power bill's gonna be high
yeah it's like the village of CarMax
oh.
can we afford this asset
maintain the road always
asked about the road.
Because what are we going to charge people for dumping their sewage? Like, hey, here's your $900 a month sewer bill, so we can pay for it.
Pretty much.
We're all going to get shot in our beds. Like,
okay. 3.4 animal control bylaw enforcement VOC item. Just
yeah.
We're gonna have. Information and some data from Liam to hope answer some questions and yeah we'll go from there and yeah
I think the biggest issue in any service agreement for animal control and bylaw enforcement on settlement land or outside the municipal boundary is the liability and how he's covered, how Liam is covered.
So he doesn't operate outside those things unless you're saying the service agreement.
The service agreement
would
be careful.
Yes, would have to have something in it to do that.
And we would need to have something that says that he's covered to do that because
currently.
It would almost actually be under like, it's kind of like FMO type, something that would be like a Yukon-wide type of thing, right?
Well, we have a service agreement for fire provision on settlement land, and there must be a liability clause in there that can be
Yeah.
copied.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, ready to move on?
Thank you.
FCM.
So FCM is like the first week of June, end of May, first week of June. I think it's in Ottawa this year. I just know that when they open it up, hotels go fast.
Okay, so I know that we did get an email about FCM.
It was like a save the date, I
Yeah,
think.
save the date. So we'll look into
But
that.
I'll look in the handbook. That's all. Who will be going for that
So
one?
we can decide that after the fact, but let's get the information first. And it's generally two counselors, CAO.
Yeah, or the CAO goes to CAMA and then
Yeah.
sometimes to FCM too.
And for the CAMA, do we need to book the rooms? It's 26, 27, 28 May.
Yeah, it's always right before FCM.
And it's in Quebec.
Yeah, no. CAMA
I thought it was in Ottawa.
is sometimes
Still,
close
yeah,
by,
close
but
by. Yeah.
not necessarily the same.
Okay. We'll get that
You can book a room
information on.
and then change the date. Change just a little later. Yeah, person isn't going to go or change names. It really sucked.
Question period.
Do you want to know who wants to go yet, or do
No, I don't
we
think
decide
so.
that later?
Yeah. Question period. See anybody online? Please check.
I did have a question from someone. If they do want to watch on Zoom, do they have to identify who they are? You have to be listed as public, right?
You
Yeah.
should have to because, man, we could get really tormented if we're not.
Yeah, no, it's
I can imagine
generally.
the crap that someone could do.
Well, it can still be, they can still listen to it. It's all recorded. But yes, I
But
just
we
had that
have to
question.
allow them into the room, so I mean, it's.
Yeah.
No, I don't
What
think
if they
so.
have some
You
fake name
should
and no
know.
picture?
You should know who.
Let's say the security of the Zoom from previous, we've had people come in and start like playing disruptive stuff and being pretty vulgar and like so it's
Have you really?
yes.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
So
terrible.
in consideration of that piece, it would be you wouldn't
Okay.
know who the person is.
I was just curious there.
No,
I had
don't.
someone ask if they had to. I said probably. I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a big municipality and you had a large gallery, you wouldn't know who the people are that were
Yeah,
in there.
like
But
it all depends on what they're like. They're gonna ask for the request. Whatever their email says is who we know who it is. So I mean, unless they want to speak or whatever, they're gonna introduce themselves
well,
or
to be a delegation, you have to
yeah.
register. And otherwise, other than that, it's
Other than
public. It's
public comment, yeah.
a question.
It's
It's
only
not.
question period.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
May 29th to June 1st is the conference in the Rogers Centre in Ottawa.
Was on Montreal.
No, it's not.
Okay, we're moving on.
Two
10.0 in camera. We have a